Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. It is Frankie Boyer. So I don't know about you, but do you find yourself getting ready to do a task and then the phone rings and then something else happens and the next thing you know, you're down this other road and the task that you were going to accomplish, not only did it not get done, but days later, and you're still trying to find time to get it done. So my question to our first guest today is Scott Stein, who is the CEO of The Learning Difference and author of Leadership Hacks, Clever Shortcuts to Boost Your Impact and Results. And you have worked with thousands of people. So tell us, how do we tidy up our work life? How do we get back on track so that we don't have these leadership hacks? How do we declutter our work life and achieve more in less time, Scott? Scott, are you there? Is Scott there?
Yep, Frankie, I'm here. Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. And that's a great question. It really is. You know, there was a study done by Udemy in depth in 2018 that showed that workplace distraction hits about 69% of employees at work. You know, they're going, I just can't get distracted, just like what you said. You know, I want to do that task and another email comes in and now I'm off track. And it's happening everywhere.
Right. So what do we do about it, Scott?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things that you can do. A big thing is be aware of what I call the distractions. There are five main distractions that get people off track. One of them is kind of a surprising one, is what I found in the research. It's about lack of energy. What I'm finding is people are traveling so quick.
Yeah.
They just don't have the energy to keep up anymore. You know, they're tired, they're exhausted. I've got some clients that send me emails at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, so, you know, everybody's being bombarded. So one of them is going to be aware of that distraction and get the rest that you need. Stay productive and take some time for yourself. That's a really big one.
What are some other things that we can do?
Well, I think the other one is being aware of what I call time fillers and the biological need to be busy. There was a really famous experiment in the 1950s by James Olds and Peter Milner. And what they did is they put small electrodes on the brains of rats to stimulate the part of the brain that released dopamine whenever the rat pressed a lever. And it was interesting. What they found is as they get this little hit of dopamine, which is the same drug that we get in chemically in our brain, they actually got this little positive response, this feel-good response. And it was so addictive that the rats would push the lever up to 700 times an hour. And what the researchers find is we as humans have a similar response mechanism to dopamine. So why are people always, you know, checking their Facebook feeds, checking their Instagram, checking their email, glancing at their phone? That's because we've got this biological need because we want that little hit of dopamine. And I'm actually seeing it, you know, tremendously in the younger generation as well. The younger generation that have grown up on these digital devices, they're always on them. You know, I'm based in Sydney, Australia, but I was just in America, you know, and I brought the family along as well. We were in L.A. and we were in Arizona. And, you know, the kids, when they had some downtime, they were always on their devices. And I think it's being able to control the technology rather than the technology controlling you. And that's the other really, really important thing. And I think the third distraction. Yeah.
I know of a friend whose son got fired because he was constantly checking his email and his phone and his messages at work. And they apparently were watching him. And they said, listen, you're spending this amount of time every single day doing this, and we just can't have it. And they fired him.
Oh, yeah. And it's getting serious. You know, what I mean by serious is the thing that I'm finding is a lot of businesses and companies are not teaching people how do you manage these skills. You know, even the McKinsey Global Institute did a report that showed employees spend on average 2.6 hours per day reading and answering emails. Right? That's 13 hours a week of lost time. But nobody's teaching people what do you do to actually hack your inbox. You know, there's a simple four-step process that I found when I actually studied these executives. That there was an executive with a bank, financial group. She was overseeing their Asia division, you know, so she had something like 20 countries. And I said, how do you stay on top of all your emails all the time? Because she was one of the most organized people that I actually interviewed and talked with. And when I actually talked with her and found what she did, she followed a very simple four-step process. The first thing she'd do, she would scan her inbox. She wouldn't read everything, just a quick scan. And then her second step would, she would immediately delete anything that wasn't relevant. And what she found is she said, you know, 50 to 70% of the things coming in were not relevant.
Yeah, I find that too, Scott. I find that too. About 70% are not relevant. And I'm trying, it's so interesting because I said, you know, I don't even want to see these emails. I'm deleting and unsubscribing, and I'm, you know, I'm on these lists and I'm trying so hard, and it's not so easy to get rid of them. I found that out this past weekend. I decided to clean up, you know, all of these silly, stupid things that I'm getting that really don't need my attention.
Yeah, and that's what's stealing people's time. So that second step, delete it or unsubscribe. The third step to get through your email quicker is then sort. Sort it by either the header or the topic or the person that it's from. And then the final step is respond. And what I find is when people kind of hack their approach to getting in their inbox, geez, it saves them a tremendous amount of time. And then they can actually keep their heads above water.
So how do you, with international travel, how do you stay on track? How do you not get hacked?
Yeah, great question. I think there's lots of different strategies that different people use. For me, personally, I'm really big on if I go to a different time zone, getting there and actually getting to be physical. So either going for a walk or a little bit of a run or a bike ride or something just to get the energy moving. The other thing that I'll do is I will block out time to actually check my email. So I will not just leave instant notification on where I'm constantly hearing the vibrate or constantly hearing the sound on the phone to constantly look and check. I'll turn that off. And what I'll do is I'll schedule some time. And this came from a person that actually looked at Olympic athletes. He's a New York Times author as well. His name's Kevin Cruz. And what he did is he found some secrets that successful people use on time management. And he studied billionaires and Olympic athletes and things like that. And he came up with an approach that I've kind of hacked called the 3-2-1-0 approach. So what he promotes is that you only check your email 3 times a day.
Wow.
Now, that's hard for a lot of people. And even I don't even do that little.
Yeah.
You know, I probably do it maybe once every 60 to 90 minutes. But I think the other part is important. He said, then what you do is you set your timer for 21 minutes. And in that 21 minutes, you have to get your inbox to zero.
Ah.
Right? And make it a little bit of a game.
Right? Yeah, love that. Love that.
And I think it's a great strategy. It's a great way to hack your mindset. When should I check my email?
I try really hard to not even look at emails at least one day out of the weekend. I try really hard. I mean, I scan them, but I'm not really focusing, and I don't even open the computer Saturday or so. I take one day and just not even open it.
Yeah, and I think it's a healthy thing. If something is that urgent, somebody will call you, right? You know, somebody
right.
will give you the text message.
Right.
So that's what I'm finding as well, and that's a great strategy to be in control of the digital technology rather than it taking control of your life.
There's so much fun stuff in this book. So how can people find out more about you in Leadership Hacks, Scott?
Yeah, go to my website, www.scottstein, which is STEIN.com. They can go there and check out. There's some downloads there. So I've got a tell, show, ask communication hack. There's a delegation hack. So there's really good things that people can download if they want to as well. And I spend a lot of time, of course, I'm based in Sydney, Australia, but I spend a lot of time in America working with clients here as well.
Wonderful. And we appreciate this so much because we all need to tidy up our work schedule in our lives. I mean, this is really critical information and it makes a huge difference at the end of the day. So what is hacking your information getting to you and taking care of what you really need to? So check out Scott's website. Thank you so much, Scott. And we will be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio. That's biztalkradio.com.
All your rope extracted from the leaves of trees and found in delinolate has powerful disease-resistant properties. What are the astounding therapeutic benefits of Allurofen? According to Dr. Morton Walker, Allurofen strengthens the body's immune system, prevents such viral diseases as Epstein-Barr's, herpes, and influenza, alleviates sore throat, chronic sinus, skin disease, and pneumonia, eliminates symptoms of all types of infections, including yeast, fungal, bacteria, viral, and even other parasitic protozoa, effectively treats chronic fatigue syndromes, athlete's foot, arthritis, and even the common cold. No side effects. To try Delinolate today, call 800-656-8687 or visit eastparkresearch.com. And just to know, Delinolate comes with a full back money guarantee. Take advantage of our special offer today.
Use discount code IMMUNE2.
The latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex Concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
Hey, Volco, Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Now you can watch business videos on demand. Go to bizvod.com for details. That's BIZVOD.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio. Joining us now is the co-author of a fascinating book. Ned O'Gorman is with us. Look Out America is the book, The Secret Hollywood Studio in the Heart of the Cold War. And Ned, you co-authored this with Kevin Hamilton. You're a professor in the Department of Communication at the University of Illinois, and also an author. And we're so thrilled to have you with us. And I didn't realize, but today was the announcement of the Oscars as well.
Well, Frankie, first of all, it's just really great to be on the show with you, and I'm really excited to talk about the book with you.
Yeah, and FYI, Bradley Cooper was snubbed for directing, Emily Blunt for acting, and Crazy Rich Asians did not get mentioned as well. And wow. So this kind of secret snubbery, and I don't even know if that's a word, but the snubbing that goes on in Hollywood and the secrecy, it's been going on for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, and the story that we tell in our book is a really different kind of secrecy because it's government secrecy. And so, you know, the story of our book is about a government-run and government-funded film studio there in Hollywood for a good 20 years, starting in the late 1940s and all the way through the late 1960s.
How come we never heard of it?
That is a great question, and it's one that there is no simple answer. But the short of it is because this studio was run by the government and funded by the government, that is the Pentagon, they were producing films, but they were not, for the most part, branding their films. And so
Where would we see the films as the reels that, you know, we would go to the movies, and back then they had, you know, little short films about what's going on in the Cold War and what's going on here and there. Are those the kinds of black and white films that you're talking about?
Yeah. So those are news reels, and this group did a little bit of that, but most of what they were doing is they were filming atomic tests. They were filming missile launches. They were filming aspects of the space program. And so most of the mushroom clouds you have seen were shot by the cameras of this studio.
And I would never have thought about a secret studio, though. But so who knew about the studio?
Yeah, you know, clearly plenty of people within the Pentagon knew about the studio. And then interestingly enough, quite a few people in Hollywood knew about the studio, Hollywood professionals, because about 80% of its staff were Hollywood professionals. It's just that they were not allowed to talk about the kind of work that they were doing in public.
So you say notables such as Jimmy Stewart, mm-hmm. Walt Disney, mm-hmm. Marilyn Monroe.
Yep.
Susan Haywood.
Yep.
John Ford. they all knew about it because they did some work with this studio?
Exactly, yeah, that's exactly right. Ford produced a couple of short films for the studio, and Jimmy Stewart was featured in quite a few films that the studio shot.
So where was the studio? Tell us where it was.
Yeah, it was in Laurel Canyon, which, if you know that area...
In the Hollywood Hills.
Exactly, in the Hollywood Hills. And it was tucked away in a residential area. And so, and it wasn't, you know, there was no big sign out front or anything like that. But it was, it ended up being a really massive facility, something like 40,000 square feet, and was self-contained. And so they could do everything in this studio, from, you know, shoot a film to edit a film to print a film.
Oh, my God. I mean, we're many of us, this is the first time we've heard about this. So Lookout Mountain is, it was used for many different stories.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it exist for, Ned?
Yeah, it was opened in 1947, 1948, and it was sort of closed down or... in 68-69, when a lot of its operations were moved to an Air Force base, and so that's sort of the end of its existence was 68-69.
And where is it now? Is it still there? And
yeah, the facility itself is still there, and that's its own interesting story. It's currently owned by Jared Leto, the Hollywood actor and well-known musician. He bought it a couple of years ago, and he lives there now.
40,000 square feet, and
yeah.
And he lives there now.
Yeah, yeah.
Did
yeah,
he carry?
My co-author and I got to know the previous owners a little bit, and they would literally move from space to space every year. They would just move to a different wing of the facility. It was so big.
So did Jared, did he tear it down, or is he keeping it?
No. He's
or is he restoring
it? I don't know him personally, so I can't say exactly what his designs are for it, but I mean, it's been a residence for a couple of decades now. Just a very curious residence there. And that's how Jared Leto is treating it as well.
I wonder if he has a studio there. I'm sure he does. Recording studio.
Yeah.
Probably.
I would imagine, yes.
And at one time, over 100 people worked in the complex?
Yeah, that's right. 100, all the way up to 130 at different points, depending on the year. And so, I mean, it was a really, really busy place for a good 20 years.
Gosh, I've never heard of this. So, it also served... You write in your new book that you co-authored,
mm-hmm.
It's called Lookout America and the Secret Hollywood Studio at the Heart of the Cold War. And you also write that a lot of secret meetings were held there. What was that all about?
Well, one key component of particularly nuclear testing was... basically, how are we going to continue to get funding for these kinds of weapons development programs, et cetera? And a big part of that was film. And so these films would be shown to congressmen and to the White House, et cetera. And part of that process was, you know, Pentagon officials, Atomic Energy Commission officials, and Hollywood personnel meeting together somewhat regularly at this place. To sort of figure out what is the best way to persuade those and with, you know, the power of the purse to keep on funding these programs through film.
We're going to continue because this is so fascinating. Ned O'Gorman is with us today. Lookout America, the Secret Hollywood Studio at the Heart of the Cold War in the hills, Hollywood Hills. And we will continue. Interestingly enough, Oscars were announced this morning, and there's actually a film that was done at Lookout Mountain, and we'll talk about that and a lot more with Ned when we come back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Most animals internally produce vitamin C. However, due to a gene mutation, humans must rely entirely upon dietary and supplemental sources of vitamin C to maintain health. Formula 216 is a groundbreaking advancement in vitamin C science. It's designed to raise vitamin C levels without reliance upon dietary or supplemental vitamin C. Formula 216 may restore vitamin C as a hormone secreted from the liver to overcome that gene mutation, which occurred long ago in humans. And results from the first human tests are in. Urine tests reveal that Formula 216 maintains vitamin C blood levels long after they would have dropped to zero following consumption of ordinary vitamin C supplements. Call toll-free 833-848-2216 to order. A 30-capsule bottle of Formula 216 will be rushed to your doorstep. That's 833-848-2216 to help maintain vitamin C blood levels 24 hours a day. Again, 833-848-2216.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm. Here to describe the event, the chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Biz Talk Radio is powered by Freedom Solar. Find out more at freedomsolar.com. Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and we're talking in the middle of a conversation today on Biz Talk Radio with Ned O'Gorman. He and Kevin Hamilton have written a book. It's called Look Out America, The Secret Hollywood Studio at the Heart of the Cold War. This is it's a fascinating story because up in the Hollywood Hills, there's this studio, it's called Lookout Mountain Lab. And it operated from 1947, you said, Ned, to about 1969?
That's right.
And it stored volumes of Cold War imagery, and it served as a regular meeting spot for atomic scientists, military brass, and Hollywood professionals. It employed hundreds of Hollywood studio veterans and could summon anybody and their brother to come to this facility. It's so fascinating, and it's where all of the documentaries that we would see about the war and the Cold War were probably put together, Ned?
That's right. Especially, anything having to do with nuclear weapons or nuclear weapons testing, as well as missiles. And then what's really fascinating is that when we get into the 1960s and the Vietnam War really takes off, it's Lookout Mountain that is rigging U.S. Air Force planes with all kinds of camera equipment so that we can get all kinds of aerial footage of the Vietnam War. So if any of your listeners saw the Ken Burns documentary that was out last year, the year before, in the Vietnam War, so much of the footage in that documentary was shot by the cameras of this studio.
Wow. What's the website, by the way? I forgot to ask you before we went to break.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, lookoutamerica.org. Lookoutamerica.org.
So there was also an Oscar? Tell us about that.
Yeah, in the early 1960s, Lookout Mountain made a short documentary about the Thunderbirds. It was, the Thunderbirds were these sort of acrobatic fighter jets that the Air Force would feature in various air shows across the country, but also across the globe. And they made a short film featuring these Thunderbirds in flight, and because of its technical qualities, it got nominated for an Oscar award. They didn't
win.
That's
amazing. It didn't win, but it was nominated.
Yeah.
And so all that stock footage that we saw, it all came from Lookout Mountain. And for those of you that missed the first segment, Lookout Mountain is now a residence owned by musician and actor Jared Leto, which I think is so fascinating.
Yeah, it is fascinating.
I mean, I just can't even imagine this kind of space in the Hollywood Hills, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, the Air Force picked the place initially because it was a radar station in World War II, and they just needed some place to work. And this was in the late 1940s, and as they got underway there, they just had more and more work to do, and they had to keep on expanding and expanding and expanding, and eventually it reached 40,000 square feet.
That's a lot of blocks.
It is.
And very expensive real estate.
Yeah, and it made a lot of neighbors actually very upset. So there's
I'm sure.
Pretty funny LA Times stories in the 1950s about neighbors who were upset about all the construction in their neighborhood there.
Do you know what Jared paid for it? I'm just curious.
I do not. I mean, I'm sure we could look that up. At one time I did, but I don't know it off the top of my head.
It has to be millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Tens of millions.
For sure.
It has to be tens of millions of dollars. What was the most fascinating piece of this that shocked you when you started to look at this book, Look Out America?
You know, as a film watcher myself, a Hollywood film watcher, I think really the most shocking part is that, you know, the one of the most iconic scenes in all of film is Dr. Strangelove, you know, at the end there, with the nuclear detonation. And it turns out that's footage from this studio. And I think just recognizing or realizing when we were first working on this project that really, you know, virtually every image we have seen of a nuclear detonation or mushroom cloud was shot through the cameras of this place. That was just a total shock.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing is shocking for me. I mean, I just never knew this existed. And my question is, were there any other secret studios that you know of as well as the lookout?
Not like this one. No, this is entirely a unique operation. None of the other branches of the military had an operation like this in Hollywood. During World War II, the Army Air Force at the time did set up a studio to produce what we might think of as propaganda films as well as training films for airmen. And that was called the First Motion Picture Unit, and that was closed down after World War II. Lookout Mountain Laboratory, in some ways, is the heir to that studio.
So, is it fair to say that there was the beginning of the CinemaScope and SuperScope and the cinematic techniques and technologies that were used in films, that it really originated from there?
It's not fair to say that they originated there, but it is certainly fair to say that the first testing of many of these technologies happened at this studio. And so the studio was actively working with Hollywood engineers on testing this kind of new visual technologies in film. And it was a place where that could get done early on because there was so much freedom. And there was also a budget to try to explore the cutting edge technologies, and so they were a big part of the development of these technologies, but they didn't themselves originate them.
And they also had an active and highly skilled animation department staffed by the animators who worked on Fantasia, Dumbo, and other Disney features. And I don't know about you, but Fantasia, I thought, was one of the most sophisticated, still to this day, animated films. If you have not seen Fantasia, I have to tell you, it is absolutely... I'm so shocked they haven't brought it back for its 20th time or something, but it's really an extraordinary piece of animation.
It is amazing, and the fact that some of those very same animators were working in the studio is just really fascinating. And in fact, if you know, the animations were produced in Lookout Mountain Films are themselves Disney quality. They are just remarkable. Typically, they're portraying some sort of scientific process, like what happens when a nuclear bomb is detonated, but they're just really extraordinary animations.
It was also fair to say that they did innovative camera mounts for shooting certain scenes.
Yeah, that's right. And so if you think about, you know, trying to film a Thunderbird in flight, from the ground, that's actually really, really hard to do. And or similarly, a missile being launched up into the stratosphere. That is really hard to do. And so this studio had to develop these very sophisticated camera mounts in order to be able to track objects in flight at high speed. And they did a remarkable job.
And NASA counted on Lookout Mountain for some technology for records of its launches for years as well.
Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, early on, the space program was wrapped up with the missile program. They were pretty much of the same operation. And therefore, Lookout Mountain was sent out to some of these missile launch sites and early space rocket launch sites. And they were asked to document every aspect of the operation. And it turns out that footage proved to be really valuable, because when something went wrong, when a missile didn't get off the ground, it was the footage, the film footage, that allowed the engineers to figure out typically what went wrong.
Yeah. And renowned director John Ford's most dramatic direct role within the unit was a supervisor and director on two films that were produced by Lookout Mountain for the Pacific Command. And the films were produced for American military personnel and their families. It's so fascinating. Who knew? I'm so glad you guys were able to explore Lookout America in the new book, The Secret Hollywood Studio at the End of the Cold War. And give us the website, Ned O'Gorman, please.
Yeah, lookoutamerica.org, lookoutamerica.org. And they can find the book on, you know, any of your bookseller sites.
Right. Thank you so much for being with us. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned right here on Biz Talk Radio.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number.
800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Biz Talk Radio. Scott Ballen has spent more than 40 years involved in issues related to tobacco and public health, and he's worked on a spectrum of tobacco and nicotine issues, ranging from labeling reforms on cigarettes and smokeless tobacco products, and he's with us today. And so the CDC is saying that smoking is at a record low in the U.S. Is that really true, Scott?
Yeah, it is. We've made a lot of progress, but when you think about it in terms of the numbers of people who are still smoking, it's 14%, but that's over 30 million smokers out there. And smoking is the single most preventable cause of death in this country. It's costing us billions of dollars in health care costs and lost productivity, and there are 480,000 deaths every year. So we can do better and focus on
trying to... Absolutely. You know, I was just a caretaker for someone who eventually just passed away the end of December, and he was smoke-free for 15 years, if not longer, maybe 18 years. And at the end of his life, he went back to smoking. And what made it so difficult, Scott, is that it caused a health problem because none of the nurses and the home health aides and the hospice people wanted to come into the apartment because of the smoke.
Yeah, it's a real challenge, and I don't think we're doing a lot, but we're not doing enough. And technology has allowed us to develop new products that are being considered alternative products to smoking. It's not, people are talking about nicotine causing cancer and tobacco causing cancer, but the real culprit is the smoke. And when you breathe in the smoke, either directly or indirectly, that's what's going into your lungs.
Absolutely. And chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which is the country's third leading cause of death. My late mother was a very big smoker. She had that disease, and it's not a fun disease to have. And it's a terrible disease. It's a terrible... Listen, I'm a former smoker, Scott. I was a three-pack-a-day girl. And I gave it up when I was, in my 20s. It's a lot of years ago. And so, but I know what it's like. I don't think it's easy for anyone out there to give up smoking. I empathize with all of you. I know it was not an easy thing for me to do. It took me forever to figure it out and to finally put down the cigarettes. Do you think we have more AIDS for people today, Scott?
Yeah, we do, and I think that's where the discussion needs to go. I mean, a lot of people are still talking as if this was the 1990s and the tobacco wars and the cigarette wars. You know, the technology and the debates over what e-cigarettes can and cannot do. Some people line up saying these are great for addicted smokers to get off the cigarettes. Others say no, it's going to create a new generation of addicted smokers. And I'm of the opinion, I think I said this on your show some time ago, is I would like to see all the various stakeholders sit down in a room together and convened by the FDA to talk about how to resolve these find the solutions to these problems. One, to keep adolescents off using any nicotine products, but at the same time ensuring that addicted smokers, those 30 million people that are out there, have options and alternatives for using cleaner forms of nicotine. It's not the nicotine that causes the problem. We don't want kids to get addicted, obviously, but at the same time, nicotine is not the major cause of disease, and I think we need to be able to give people alternative products that are non-combustible, that will help wean them off the deadly cigarette.
I used a tool to get off cigarettes all those years ago, decades ago, Scott. It was some kind of a filtration system. And I have to tell you, I made a commitment to never smoke a cigarette without that. And they stopped making them. And I was down to my last one, and it fell out the window when I was driving. And when I pulled over on the highway, thinking, are you crazy? Frankie, what are you doing? And I realized the insanity. And I have to tell you, it was a wake-up call for me. And yeah. But I was on that tool for a year and a half. A year and a half. I didn't smoke a cigarette without that piece on the cigarette. And that really gave me the willpower and the physical withdrawal, the mental. It really set me up so that I could be successful in getting rid of the habit itself.
Yeah, I think we need more of those kinds of things back on, but they need to be regulated, obviously. You know, we've got the patches and gums that have been around for a long time, and those are nicotine products, and they're regulated by the FDA. And we've got e-cigarettes out there that the FDA is struggling with at the moment on how best to allow those products into the marketplace and avoid problems with adolescents.
Yeah, it's a problem.
And then we've
it
got Swedish snus and a non-combustible tobacco product that is extremely low in cancer-causing agents. But the public isn't being educated about this stuff, particularly the smokers. And I think we need to step up to the plate and start that process, including the product you were talking about. Maybe that should be brought back forward.
I think that product was, I don't even know the name of it today, but it came in four stages.
Yep.
And you would use the first stage for 12 weeks. The second one, you know, in other words, it was a gradual filtration system. And then the last one you used until you stopped.
Right. Yeah, it was a step-down product that you said.
It was a step-down product. Exactly. Thank you. Yep. I can't remember. It was so many decades ago. But that product, I have to say, if you make a commitment to do anything, you want to follow through and be supported in your decision. So, I think that this is what this is about. And Scott, do you have some websites for people that they can go to?
No, I don't have my own website because I worked for the Heart Association for many, many years and heavily involved in the tobacco control efforts in Washington. But I'm sort of an independent consultant, not paid, because I believe in what I'm talking about.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate your coming on and sharing with all of us, Scott, because it's an important subject. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we will be back next time. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as we say, as we end the show, as always,
smile, though your heart is aching. Smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.